Howdy neighbors, good afternoon everybody. Beef Industry News Time, I'm Ron Hayes. With us today, Mary Thomas Hart, General Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Mary Thomas talked with our own Casey Shepherd earlier this week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual Washington Watch fly-in. Mary Thomas talking about the latest on WOTUS, and as there are just a few loose ends to be tying up. We get into those loose ends and more with Mary Thomas Hart in just a few moments. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
You might call it old news, as the Supreme Court last year ruled against the Biden administration when it came to the waters of the U.S., WOTUS. But as our own Casey Shepherd had the chance to talk with Mary Thomas Hart of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association during NAFB's Washington Watch, it's important to watch and make sure the follow-up is what it's supposed to be.
Thank you for reminding me of that Supreme Court case. It was a pretty big deal. Last summer, we got a unanimous 9-0 opinion from the Supreme Court that struck down kind of the underlying basis of EPA's past few WOTUS definitions, the significant nexus. So that kind of forced EPA back to the drawing board, forced them to make some pretty significant changes to the Biden administration's WOTUS definition. We got that definition last September. And, you know, I think from NCBA's perspective, we would say that it gets us about 85%. Of the way there. We have some small questions, some loose ends to tie up, specifically related to what is the breadth of interstate waters as a category of jurisdictional waters, what features are going to be considered interstate waters. Also, you know, getting some more clarity on how EPA is going to treat ephemeral features or features that only carry water after a rain or snowstorm. So we're continuing to be involved in litigation to tie up those loose ends, but you know, I think we're really happy with the rule as it stands, and we're looking forward to some additional guidance from the EPA, the Army Corps, and USDA as we start to implement this new standard. But, you know, overall, I think it feels like after 50 years of fighting over the definition of WOTUS, long before I was born, we can finally see a light at the end of that regulatory tunnel.
What are you guys wanting them to do to make their rules reasonable and a little bit more clear for our cattle producers?
Sure thing. So, you know, I mentioned interstate waters. I mentioned ephemeral features. One other thing that was extremely valuable during the Trump administration was we got some guidance from EPA and USDA together about how prior converted cropland would be treated. Prior converted cropland has a place both in the definition of WOTUS and in the swamp buster provisions of like NRCS regulations and access to conservation programs like EQIP and CSP. So I think additional clarity on how prior converted cropland is going to be treated will be really valuable for us going forward.
Have they walked away from the significant nexus that they did want so badly?
They have. They were forced to. They didn't do it willingly, but they did it. And it was replaced with a new standard called relative permanence. So that is a much, I think, narrower definition of what can be considered WOTUS. We're talking about traditional navigable waters and then waters that are relatively permanent with a continuous surface connection to those traditional navigable waters. So, you know, the significant nexus gave regulators a lot of wiggle room, right, to determine that things like ephemeral features or isolated ponds or isolated wetlands could be regulated even though they weren't contributing significantly to downstream water quality. I think that this shift really does make sure that EPA's resources and EPA's time is being put toward the water sources and the water features that need the most protection.
What other litigation are you guys kind of worried about or working on right now?
There's always something. So we You know, we spent a while defending some Trump-era regulations, NEPA, ESA, WOTUS. In this administration, we've shifted a bit back to, you know, fighting some rules as they drop. So, like I mentioned, we are in litigation on WOTUS. Things might ramp up in the next couple months as the administration nears its Congressional Review Act timeline or deadline. I think we're seeing agencies drop more and more final rules. So, you know, I think we could see some actionable items come out of the Bureau of Land Management, out of the Department of Interior, maybe some ESA listings that need to be managed and litigated. So certainly more to come in that space.
Mary Thomas Hart with NCBA. You got the beef buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Still to come this afternoon, a little more on the agricultural news scene right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll be back here in just a few moments.